T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Joining us now, Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, how are you? Thanks for the time.
My pleasure, guys. How you doing?
Good. Aaron, I want to get to this question right away. What do you think of SEC teams canceling their midweek games?
Oh, boy. This is the hot topic right now, isn't it? It's not a great look. I mean, I get that. Probably a lot of people think it comes off as chicken or whatever. I mean, it's not like they're canceling games because they're afraid of losing. It's because, you know, the reality of the process is that you play a team that stinks. Even if you beat them badly, you can still hurt your own case for building your at-large resume. And I just think that's an indictment of the system. You know, I think it's going to force the committee to reevaluate the way they use RPI and maybe to tweak the RPI formula, do something, because it's, you know, I think it's true. I mean, if you're having a great year, but you happen to have somebody in your schedule who's having a terrible year, you go out there and you beat them. It doesn't mean you're any less good, but the RPI would have you believe that, you know, it really affects the way the committee views your season. And I just don't think that's right.
Aaron, when you look at the remaining obstacles for LSU, they've got Vanderbilt this weekend. They took a step back. They went from being 15th in your rankings to 11, and then now in the Lubbock Regional as a 2 seed. Where do you think the best-case scenario for LSU is? Are they still in line to potentially put themselves as a host site atop 16 national seed?
And, Aaron, with Christian saying, does that even come into play, the box? Because, I know it seems like the committee, because they know the atmosphere in Baton Rouge, to be a host. I'm not saying super regional, but a regional – just that atmosphere, does that even come into play?
Ultimately, it probably won't come into play with the committee at this point. I think the committee has shown that they'll award those host sites to whoever they think is the most deserving based on what they've done on the field. So even though, you know, the box would make them the most money because they draw the best, I don't think the committee will really look at that too much. So it comes down to whether or not they'll earn it. And right now they're well behind in the pecking order. I mean, you've got Tennessee, you've got Arkansas, A&M, Auburn, Vanderbilt, all these teams, Georgia, even Florida, probably all ahead of LSU in the pecking order. Now, if LSU goes to Vandy and wins 2 out of 3, you know, and that RPI can shoot back up, because right now it's in the mid-30s. It's not where you want to be as an SEC host candidate. But if they can win that series at Vandy and maybe win a few games in Hoover, I mean, they'll be right there in the thick of it. So they're definitely not out of the hosting race. But right now they have fallen from being in hosting position, you know, a week ago to being behind a bunch of teams now after getting swept at home.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor, national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, out of the 16 top seeds, projected top seeds, how many of them are from the SEC?
Is it half or what?
It's Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, A&M, Auburn. I believe right now we've got 5, with Georgia right there in the mix, Florida right there in the mix, and LSU still alive. So we've got 5 SEC hosts with potentially 3 more that are in the hunt. But they won't get, I don't think, more than 5 hosts. That's probably the number.
Aaron, we all know baseball is sort of a cyclical game, that, man, you can get hot and then cool off and then get hot again. And you see in the SEC a team like Tennessee, which has just sort of stretched out those arms a bit. But before the season started, so many people thought Ole Miss would maybe be in that spot, that they would be, you know, one of those top teams. Now, we've seen the last couple of weeks with Ole Miss, they kind of went in the phone booth a little bit. They were mere mortal, and then they've come out, and they've played like Superman. Almost every hit against LSU – Man, it wasn't just a bloop single or a little pop fly single. It was extra bases or a home run. Now, their pitching is sort of matzah-matzah from game to game. But, man, all of a sudden now Ole Miss, a team that a lot of people thought would be really good, have started to heat up. And when you think about baseball, I think that has a lot to do with it. We saw Mississippi State last year not do a similar deal, but they got hot late.
And Aaron, how can they get it so wrong that, I mean, I don't know, from a national perspective, all the baseball experts, I'm sure you're a part of that, they were number one in the country in March.
Yes.
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it's been a weird year for them, and that's, you know, and that's baseball. It's just it's a long season, and I mean, how many times have we seen it? Look at Virginia, the year they won it all.
Yeah,
you know, they were fighting for their lives. They sneak into the field as a number three seed, but you know, they wind up getting hot and playing well at the end and winning the championship in 2015. But people forget, you know, that was a preseason top three team in the country. They struggled all year, and then they got hot at the right time and kind of played up to their potential. Maybe that's the same trajectory here for Ole Miss. They were a preseason top five or top 10 team. It took them a while to figure it out. You know, there were always questions about their pitching. And right now, I just think they've kind of gotten their pitching stabilized. It's not dominant pitching, but it's good enough. And their offense is finally playing up to its ability. And this is what we thought Ole Miss would be all year long. We love the position player group coming into the year. They had everybody back from a team that was really offensive last year. And it was kind of a head scratcher that they didn't hit at the level we expected for a good chunk of the year. But now they are, you know, and they look very dangerous.
Aaron, how would you evaluate Jay Johnson's first year minus the three games that are upcoming? About what you expected, underachieved, overachieved?
Yeah, about what we expected. They're an elite offensive team. We thought they would be. We had questions about the pitching and defense, and they're not very good with the pitching and defense. I mean, it's just, you know, with the personnel that I think they had this year, I think they've achieved about the way you'd expect them to achieve. And they're still dangerous because, you know, those bats are hot. They can just bash people all the way to Omaha. We've seen that happen before. But it doesn't feel like a team that can win at all with the pitching and defense the way it is.
Now, Aaron, looking forward, how does that come into play in the outlook to the future? And obviously he had a lot of stroke coming from Arizona when described as, I don't know if you had it this way, but either they signed him on recruiting class or they were in that conversation. How do y'all look at that? And that has to bode well if you're looking beyond this season, let's say 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, I think they're in good hands. You know, I really like the coaching staff that Jay brought in there. Those guys get after it, and I thought getting Jason Kelly, even though they haven't had a great year on the mound, I think that guy's a really good pitching coach. I think he'll wind up doing really good things there at LSU, and you know, they did a really good job on the transfer market last year. We'll see if they can do that again. You know, LSU is such a desirable place to play. Jay's a great recruiter. He has been for a long time. You know, ever since he was at San Diego and getting guys like Chris Bryant to go play for him. He played a large part of that. And they're always going to hit there, you know. I mean, he's a great hitting instructor as well. If you look at his track record, everywhere he's been, they've hit. So I think the program is definitely headed in the right direction.
They set a record for hit batsmen this in a season. I mean, and Jay Johnson took note of it and was like, hey, I'll take it. I'll take it. It just means you're on base. Aaron, I wanted to ask you, so of the 16 projected you guys have at D1Baseball.com, who's the Cinderella? Who is a team? Maybe they're in a 20 seed, but to use a basketball term, who would be a Cinderella?
Out of those 16, I think, you know, I mean, Gonzaga is probably the one that jumps out to people, you know, as a team that they've never hosted a regional, and we'll see if they can actually get there. It's a little bit of an ambitious projection for us. We're expecting their RPI to jump back up into the, you know, top 16 or so after this coming weekend at San Diego. They need to win that series. If they don't win that series, it's a moot point and they won't host. But I do think their pitching makes them very dangerous. You know, they have really good starting pitching. They swept Oklahoma State on the road earlier this year, which was very loud. And I would say Maryland, keep an eye on those guys. You know, again, talk about a team that doesn't have that kind of pedigree. And we've got them as the number 7 national seed right now. A team that's you know, winning the Big Ten, they've got a top 10 RPI. They've gone out and played people in non-conference. They've scheduled aggressively and held their own. Again, a team that has legitimate starting pitching and a quality lineup. I think they're a pretty good club.
Aaron, the top 8 national seeds that are projected right now, who's the most vulnerable?
As far as positioning for the top eight?
No. I'm talking about like if the tournament were to start today and you're top eight, who would be the first one out? Who would you say could be on an upset alert and get bounced in a regional?
I'd have to say I'm kind of nervous about Auburn. I mean, we've got them as the number five national seed right now, and I just don't know if I really trust their pitching. They've had a great year. I think that team has probably overachieved some given the roster that they have. But I don't know if I'm going to believe in them to make an Omaha run this year.
Who outside of the SEC can win a national title?
Is it Oregon State or what, yeah. Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, Oregon State's for real. I was out there a week or two ago and saw them sweep Oregon, and boy, they looked really good doing it. I just think it's a very complete club. They play elite defense. They pound the strike zone. They lead the country in fielding percentage and in fewest walks allowed, which are two things you really like to see. They also have some firepower in the lineup, and they got, I think, the best pitcher in the country in Cooper Jerpy. I mean, it's a Chris Sale-looking dude, low-slot lefty with explosive stuff. I think there's a lot to like about the Beavers. I would have them right there in the short list. And, you know, maybe there's an ACC team like a Miami or a Florida State, even if you're looking for dark horse. I'm trying to find a team that has really good starting pitching because there's not a lot of that to go around this year. And those are two teams that jump out to me, Miami, Florida State. They have some real arms.
Aaron, when you look at Jay Johnson, year two, year three, year four, are you encouraged if you're an LSU fan about what that's going to look like?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to be right there in the thick of it every year. I mean, you know, for all the reasons I talked about, I think he's a charismatic guy. I think he's a great recruiter. I think he's a really good talent evaluator. I think he can really coach hitting. And I think they're in very good hands there.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com. Always a pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.